Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. And we come to you from a place of expanded love and understanding and compassion for the journey that you're in the middle of right now. As many of you are aware, this experience of ascension, of expansion, of consciousness and awareness has never been done before the way it's occurring right now on your planet. For those of you listening to this, you have not had to experience a cycle of death and rebirth to come into a more ascended place. Now, what does this mean for you? What it means is you are consciously traversing the experience of what it takes to move into a greater awareness of your fuller potential while you are in a physically embodied state, which will add to the collective awareness of what ascension consciousness means. Now, that's starting off with a bang, is it not? And yet what this means is in other times and spaces where there's been a leap in awareness, it has happened through a death and rebirth cycle. And so the ascension process happens outside of incarnation. It still happens, but the rebirthed soul reincarnates in an ascended form, and the transition has not been cognized, has not been experienced through the physicality. And in this time it is. And what's fascinating about it is, if you could see into the energetics of this, what it's doing is adding a greater body of information into the universal mind about what it takes to ascend in a physically dense form, how you take it from one density to less density, if you will, through embodiment. In a sense, this is a big science experiment, a big galactic universal science experiment. And guess what? As the beautiful soul and the one with light awareness that you are, raised your hands to say, yeah, I'll go in and do that. I'll do it. I will take it. I will experience it, not knowing what it means to experience it. And just like if you look at it from the point of a science experiment, the outcome's never known. The process is not known in an experimental model, is it? It is not. So there is courage, there's bravery, there's foresight, there's vision. For those of you who said yes to being here at this time and being in the experiment of embodied ascension. Now, for some of you, that's going to feel like a burden. Oh, wow, I chose something that was hard. And for some of you, that's going to be an excitement. Wow. I get to be experiencing what it means for embodied ascension. Now, some of this embodied ascension can feel challenging at the level of the body, at the level of the mind, at the level of the 3D experience, which many of you have experienced, the ebbs and flows and the highs and lows of what it means to traverse embodied ascension. So today we're going to give you something you can do to soften and ease your way through this process of embodied ascension. And this is where we come in. For as a collective, we are in our ascended state now. But many, 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 many years ago, our collective was not a collective as it is in this moment in time. This collective went through an ascension process. So we're here to offer you advice that you can choose to use or not, to ease the pathway, if you will. We've been down the pathway. We know where the pitfalls are, the stumbling blocks, the cliffs, the raging rivers, so to speak. And we're here to share that wisdom and advice. And as souls, some of you are going to heed the wisdom. And some of you are going to say, no, I want to go it on my own. And no matter what way you choose to go, it's all fine. But for those of you who would like to ease your way through, we're going to offer up an awareness of what is called attunements. And while there are many things out in your world right now that are referred to as attunements, this is a form of attunement, as is being called, that's brought through on the energies through the High Council of Orion, through the portal, through the incarnation energies into this planetary dimension. And so how does this work? If you feel resonant with the messages of the High Council of Orion and the vibration that you feel here of profound love and acceptance and support, we will ask you as simply as this to bring to mind the High Council of Orion, bring to mind our energetic collective, and it's as simple as bringing it to mind, and it is connected in. If you need a visual or a connection point, you can feel the energies of who you are moving out through your crown and see them, visualize them literally going up to the three belts of the star system Orion, if that helps. For some of you, it will. But the thought and the invitation by you for the presence of the High Council of Orion is all it takes for immediate awareness. And then it's as simple as saying, may I have an attunement now, please? And with your awareness and your allowance through the question of requesting an attunement, the ascended energetic collective will move into your physical body and into your energetic field to make small refining adjustments to your energetic field at the time to move you through more gracefully whatever moment you find yourself in. Now, as you know, you find yourself in a dimension of free will. For it's easy for one to say, well, if you know we're challenged, why are you not just coming in and fixing this for us? But this is not what ascension is about. Ascension is about discovering what's already within you that doesn't require someone else, physical or non-physical, coming in and to solve this for you. So the energies of the collective of the Orions, or any other system at this moment in time within your energetic dimension will not come in to save you, but be here in support of you discovering who you are from within. So the asking is a requirement in the field of free will. Because the asking means on your part there's been a choice made, and when choice is made, free will is activated, and when free will is activated, we within universal laws may come in and micro adjust what's going on in the moment, but we won't do it for you. Your soul's mission is to do it for yourself, and you're getting these small supports along the way. It's tantamount to a mechanic working on an engine that works fine, propels the car, and the mechanic going in and making tiny little adjustments for it to perform better in that moment. The mechanic being there doesn't mean the engine doesn't work. The engine can be fine, just like your life can be moving along fine. But maybe there's some micro adjustments to increase the performance. That's what happens with an attunement. You may request attunements whenever you want, as often as you want. There's no limit to it. And where and when and why would you ask for an attunement? There are a variety of reasons. If there's a day that you wake up and your energy doesn't feel quite right, ask for an attunement. If your emotions feel off and you feel overly reactive to the world around you, ask for an attunement. If you're struggling to solve an issue, a problem, you have a conundrum in your life, and you're not quite sure which way to go, ask for an attunement. And here's the next part to this. Maybe you're having a spectacular day, and you want it to be even better. Or you want your energy to always be at the optimal level, whether or not you see anything's wrong or out of place or uncomfortable, ask for an attunement. You could begin your day before you get up and go headlong into it, when you're still just waking up in bed. You can tune in, connect with the High Council of Orion, ask for an attunement to start your day. At the end of the day, as you're going to sleep and you're reviewing your day and you're concluding the energies of the day, ready to go into sleep, anticipating what's happening the next day, you can ask for an attunement. The world you live in has a lot of form and structure and limitation and rules around it. So we're going to invite you to move into a universal consciousness that doesn't need to have all the rules and structure around it. So there's no rule about you can't ask more than 3 times a day. There's no limit as if there's a shelf life to it. Begin to play in the energy of the attunements and use this as a tool to once again ease your way through this journey you're on to understand and live from your fuller potential as you're breaking down the old barriers from this one age that you've been in into this newer age of expansion. This expansion is coming from within you. You are expanding into more of you. This is what ascension is. So you're breaking down barriers, and the attunements can allow you to move through it all a little more gracefully, a little more easily, open up your perspective sometimes, give you a shift in your thinking, allow it, it can open up your energy so that more opportunities and awarenesses of opportunities and synchronicities can move into your field for you to take advantage of them. They're very gentle, soft, quiet. The attunements don't come in with a heavy energetic hand. They come in with a subtlety. So play in this field of the attunements if you desire, and allow our ascended energies from the Orion Collective to point the way for you to ease down the pathway rather than walking through the bushes all the time. You have what it takes to navigate this time and space. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here at this time. You have what it takes. Remind yourself of that. Sit in the space of universal love and the rightness of who you are in this time and place, for it is there and it is truth. Be blessed. We are the High Council of Orion.